Like an animal of lust, we're Blender style. And on this episode, Killer Be Killed, self-titled debut album released in 2014. Cheers, fellers.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're like a what? Lustful
an animal of lust. So, Killer Be Killed. I know Nathan's familiar. I don't know if you are, Matt.
You shared the fuck out of this one.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the members of this band. They're kind of a super group.
Oh, do tell.
So Max Cavalera, I don't know if you've heard of him.
Who is that?
He used to be in this band called Sepultura.
What is that?
It's a musical group from Brazil.
We reviewed Schizophrenia. Check out our review of Schizophrenia.
Anyway, yeah. So I've shared the shit out of this to you.
You
guys.
Liked this a lot when it came out.
Oh, dude, this was like a constant play whenever it first came out for me. I love this band. And I don't even like Mastodon, and I like this band.
I'm glad you kind of got it out of the way, because there are Mastodon-y parts.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. This is...
Donnie came a-knockin'.
So this is a super group. Who's in this band?
So you got Greg from Dillinger. Mm-hmm. You got Max from Soulfly. Troy from Mastodon. And Dave from... Dave from Mars Volta.
Mm-hmm. In the this drummer. Album.
Yeah. And then I guess on the current is a band from Converge.
So mm-hmm. What makes this this is a super group.
Yes. Yeah. This is a power groove super group.
It's a power slot.
There is some groove.
There is.
Greg, Max, and Troy all share vocal duties.
For sure. And that's like equally, one of the coolest things about this band.
Which Troy is used to from Mastodon, because they do that as well.
You mean
they probably took lessons.
You mean Lemmy?
From him.
Yeah, they're like, Troy, how do we do this? And he's just like, we just take turns. They're like, oh.
We just eat shrooms.
Do we write our own parts that we sing, or does one person write and we all sing?
And the genre they're playing is like pretty straight up like groove metal, alternative metal.
Yeah, so it's kind of a mixture of all of their previous bands kind of combined into one, which is what I really like about it, because it's not...
Not too much Dillinger, though.
Yeah, not too much Dillinger, but it's pretty straightforward. Like musically and like, you know exactly where they're going to go with it. There's no really crazy hooks or change-ups in there.
Definitely some hooks.
But nothing like super crazy where they take like this crazy left turn or anything like that. Yeah. But it is groovy. I mean, there's some really cool groove in this, and that's what I like about it. I love Troy's voice.
Troy's the highlight vocals.
I think I told Nathan this a long time ago. I was like, if they ever did a Motorhead tribute, Troy should be singing for him.
That'd be cool.
Still so weird to me, though.
That you never clipped onto that, or that it...
I don't know. I mean, I get... He definitely has a little bit of a Lemmy feel to him, but, like...
It would be cool. I'd listen to it.
Yeah. I don't know if he has the, like, amphetamine smoker's cough. Like,
whiskey.
He doesn't sound like God.
No.
I feel like Max is bringing it on this. To me, his contribution to this is the highlight.
Musically or vocally?
Vocally.
See, I feel like when Max sings, it slows the pace down.
I don't know. I'll be honest, Greg kind of bothers me.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Greg's range on this. I mean, I love his screams.
He's
but I also
necessary
like,
for that.
Yeah. He kind of blends, because Max is very grunt forward.
Max is only doing one thing the whole time.
And I love Max Cavalera. Well, and then Troy's kind of only doing one thing, and Greg's kind of like the binder between the two that ties him in.
He's like the more technical of the three, kind of.
Maybe.
I would say that within vocally, this super group, there are pockets of each individual, right?
For sure.
So that's kind of like what's rad about it, is that, like, you're kind of getting these three killer bands like together and like, you know, mixing them, even though I said it's not very much Dillinger. I mean, Greg definitely, I feel like Greg had fun with this
for sure. It's not Dillinger, but you can tell he's kind of leading a little bit.
Well, this is more towards Greg's solo stuff, I think, than it is of Dillinger. Like, this kind of has that trend, like the his solo album that he put out later on kind of feels more like this style that he's doing in this. Mm-hmm. This was actually the very first time that I realized that Greg knew how to play guitar when I watched the video for this. I was like, oh, I thought he was just a singer because he couldn't do anything else.
That is pretty funny.
And that's kind of one of my like beefs with it, is like, it is like you hear the three parts. It does gel well versus like other super groups have tried to smash things that shouldn't be smashed together. This does work. It just, my beef is it feels like they're kind of trying to write bangers. They're trying to, like, how can we make this, like, commercial?
So my beef...
I think I'm reading into it too much.
My beef isn't that it feels like they're trying to write bangers. My beef is that it feels like they wrote four or five bangers and then wrote a bunch of filler for the album.
Maybe that's it.
I definitely feel like that every person in this is, like, trying to do their best, right? Because mm-hmm. all these people have been in the business of making music for, you know, longer than they've probably been alive.
Yeah.
And these are professionals and they're trying to bring it. And every single one of these vocalists, except for Max, kind of has that hook, you know? Mm-hmm. I think they've always kind of searched for that hook in other projects that they're in. And I think they're just kind of bringing it together and, like, writing good songs. And sometimes good songs are catchy good songs.
Good songs is good songs.
Yeah. I don't think they were like, hey, we're going to make this super group and write bangers and get on, you know, like, be this. I think they're pretty realistic with this. They're not for selling sure. out and touring and with Green
Day. And that's kind of what I touch on. I feel like they got together as a side project kind of thing. They all liked playing together and shit. And then they wrote some really good songs, and then they're like, well, let's put out an album. And then they rushed to kind of write the rest of the album, to me, it feels like.
I agree that sounds like people had tours.
Yeah.
People had other albums.
Because, like, I feel like Wings of Feather and Wax, the kickoff song, great song. Face Down, I think that was our first single that came out. Not my favorite song. Feels kind of rushed. But it does sound good. But then, like, once we get down, like, Snakes of Jehovah, great song.
Oh, yeah.
But then we get down to, like, Fire to Your Flag and Save the Robots, those kind of feel like filler to me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Save the Robots is kind of one of the ones that, like, makes me interested
again. No, it's a great song, but I feel like it doesn't match the rest of the thing, almost like it was an afterthought.
That's the thing. I don't think it doesn't. There's something about it that doesn't gel.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is my beef with it, is that everybody has their time to shine within the song and within the album, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely sounds like that pocket that I'm talking about, it doesn't sound too cohesive. It's like, hey, here's my time. Here's my time. It's almost like, hey, I wrote this. They emailed it to some of the files and they were like, hey, write the next thing. Mm-hmm. And that's not like how I like albums to be written. Unlike other bands we've reviewed,
like The Chariot. It's like an all-star good callback. It's like an all-star NBA game. Like, they're going to score a million points.
Yeah, they're the top players.
They're the top players, but, like, are they really a team?
I think these guys are definitely homies.
They can be a team.
They've toured together numerous times. All these bands have been around.
But whether they had time to spend with each other to hash out all of this stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And I agree with Nathan. That's where it comes in. Like, there's a few songs I hear you could tell that they feel like they were in the same room and they were really, like, gelling together. And then other songs just sound like, hey, check out this part. Oh,
they're pros, so they make it work, and it's still entertaining for the fans.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I like to see a team of just, like, people that aren't so good, like, kind of work it out and make some music.
This is that all-star group that you see when they're on stage. Everybody stands way back by the drum riser, and when it's their turn, they step forward, and then they step back, and the next guy steps
This was hard for me, surprisingly, because I like it.
Yeah.
Like, when it came out, I listened to it, but it's like, it reminds me of Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Great band. I don't listen to Lamb of God.
I'm with you.
Now, I just don't. It's good, but I'm like, I'm not going to listen to it.
Yeah, there's just something.
You feel about like it's radioed in.
If we're playing it, I'm down. I'm not going to ever go play this. Yeah. And I find myself after listening to it a bunch of times, I got some more out of it than when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the deeper tracks that are, like, more tacked on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love Max, every little bit of Max on this.
I love when he comes in on his scene, because, like, he comes, like, what is it?
It's almost out of place.
IED? Yeah. He's the one mainly doing the singing on it, and it sounds good. But then, like,
like he, Wings of Feather. He named that track, too, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
what is it? I don't remember which song it is, but it's the one where he comes in right after Greg singing, and it's like, it just sounds like broken English, and you're like, the fuck?
I like it.
It works great, but it's like, wow, dude, he didn't even try to, like, kind of sync up with that.
So this came out in 2014.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Soulfly record, though, too. Or, like, even, like, Max, the Cavalera project.
Yeah,
or,
no, but that's why I'm saying. So
that's just him.
But that's what I mean. He sounds great when he's, like, he's the solo guy doing it. But then when he tries to follow in behind somebody with, like, other rage, he's like, you're like, what?
It sounds very Max. And maybe that's why I like, I don't know.
You're, like, you're, like, comparing it next to, yeah, I get what you're saying.
But he was in he did Cavalera Conspiracy.
Conspiracy, sorry.
Yeah, they did an album. Great. The same year in 2014. It's called Pandemonium.
Oh, okay.
This came out in 2014. And then Mastodon had Once More Around the Sun, which we reviewed in 2014. Both of those are better than this album.
I would have to agree with that. Did that happen? So same year, these guys made these badass records.
And then Dillinger had one before, the year before.
Is it
but Mastodon came out with Once More Around the Sun the same year that Kill or Be Killed self-titled came out. It's not even close.
Man. Well, and that's what I'm saying. But the fact that they could come out
with an album when everybody else just relies
like how they're like recording. In between Troy like recording, he was like, "Hey, I got to work on this Kill or Be Killed."
No, while he was in the studio, he's like, "Oh, let me lay down a couple tracks for myself."
I bet they recorded this quick.
He's like, "Brent,
hold on. I gotta stand in the back."
I highly doubt that happened.
He's like, it's okay. I gotta go get my Mike Tyson tattoo.
I think the second record's better than this myself.
See, I never gave the second record. I like the second one.
It's okay.
I listened to it a few times, but I think I never gave it like a full, like, deep dive.
I think this is the turkey leg at the fair. Uh-huh. It's not that good, but it seems like it's good.
You see it, you want it, and then once you get it, you're like, "Oh, why did I get this?"
Yeah. You're like, "Shit, this is
it's dry. Is there sand in this?"
You gotta wipe the grease on your pants.
Ugh. It's greasier than I expected.
Yeah. Actually, there's no grease in this. Yeah,
it's all.
Is this plastic?
So you're at the fair and you buy this turkey leg. What do you rate it?
Okay, so I honestly, what I love about this is I've been a fan of the Mars Volta. I've been a fan of all these guys' projects, and I love what they do. But I do agree with you, Matt, that there's some parts that aren't that great. So I give it a 3.8. I think it's
nice.
It's I enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also know it's phoned in, and like I kind of don't care. Sometimes I like cheesecake.
Fair. I thought it was pretty good. I give it a 3.3 out of 5. It's just one of those ones I'm not going to go listen to it, but it is good.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't interest me. For some reason, I can't, like, I struggled with this one because I couldn't really articulate what I don't think
what it was you didn't like about
it's
it.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's just one of those things.
I like Max. I don't like Greg. Casey, your pick, Kill or Be Killed?
I gave it a 3.7. I'm with you guys both. It's a great album. I think maybe I played it out. One thing I do want to touch on, though, is Nathan said he was a fan of Mars Volta. Up until
D-Louse and the Chroma.
Up until this album came out, and to this day, I still don't think I've ever listened to any Mars Volta. I always thought they were like a more mellow band, like something else. I know
my next.
And so when
it's high energy.
I never knew that. And so when I heard this dude drumming on this, I was like, I didn't know Mark. I thought they were just like,
he's a good drummer.
He's known as
I was amazed by it, and I've never listened to Mars Volta, and I probably should check it out just to get a better feel for this.
But I think Nathan's gonna pick it for us.
Yeah,
for us to review.
But
yeah,
I love,
probably not.
I love the mix. I love the three different singers and the mix of the three. I like how they blend all their different styles together into like one somewhat cohesive thing. I do feel like there's some tacked on stuff on here that does kind of slow the pace down, but it's a great album.
Where do you think this falls in the like pantheon of supergroups?
I mean, it's up there for potential of a supergroup.
That's most supergroups.
But I don't feel, but
it's all potential and no payoff.
Let's put it this way. I feel like their first outing as a supergroup is better than most supergroups' first outing.
I would agree with that a lot.
You know, there's a lot of supergroups out there we don't even know about, right?
Yeah, true.
So we're all in agreement that it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of just like what they were doing. I think maybe this was like, maybe if it was the downtime between records or whatever, if it helped them make a really great record, You know,
yeah. Why not? Why not try
it? Why not? I'm okay with it. Yeah. You know?
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But it's like,
meh. Yeah, exactly. I think we all kind of, we're kind of close within ratings.
Yeah. So, hey, if you got any super groups we should check out, leave a comment. Like, subscribe. We're Blender Style. That was Kill or Be Killed, their self-titled debut album.
This kid can't even drive. Why is he getting his flat picks?